From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. This week, we'll explore three different game soundtracks scored by BAFTA-winning composer Jessica Curry. No matter the setting or story of a particular game, Curry is able to adapt her style while maintaining her unique voice. In the intimate, emotional ghost story Dear Esther, we'll look for the secrets held by an island in the Scottish Hebrides, exploring shipwrecks, caves, and more. In Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, she'll accompany us on a walk through the beautiful but mysteriously empty English countryside while we search for clues as to where everyone has gone and what it all might mean. Then we'll experience the life cycle of a planet in So Let Us Melt, a virtual reality game in the form of a fireside tale about things that grow and build and sing. We'll begin with a look at music from the ghostly Dear Esther, a title that began its life as an experiment in video game narrative and ended up inspiring a whole new genre of games. This is music by Jessica Curry from Dear Esther. A piece called 21 from the original soundtrack to a game called Dear Esther, scored by composer Jessica Curry. We're exploring some of her soundtracks this week on Gameplay. Dear Esther began as a research question posed by Curry's husband, writer Dan Pinchbeck, at the University of Portsmouth in 2007. The question? What if you took away all the traditional ways of playing a game, like solving puzzles or defeating enemies, and all that was left was an interactive story? And what if that story were deliberately ambiguous, leaving much to the player's interpretation? This title challenged the very idea of what a video game could be. In Dear Esther, the player's only task is to explore a lonely island in the Hebrides to discover its secrets. While on the trek, the player triggers the voice of an anonymous narrator who reads random fragments of letters to a woman named Esther.
The gulls do not land here anymore. I've noticed that this year they seem to shun the place. Maybe it's the depletion of the fishing stock driving them away.
Over time, a story of grief, guilt, loss, and faith starts to take shape, but much is left deliberately unexplained. In fact, if you play through the game again, you'll likely hear different messages in a different order, which might make you question what you think you know. Curry embraces this ambiguity in her score. Her music for Dear Esther is full of unresolved tension, as well as hauntingly lyrical melodies, which are a trademark of her style. More music now from Dear Esther, composed by Jessica Curry.
Thank you.
From the game Dear Esther, we heard the title track, and just before that, Moon in My Palm, a score composed by Jessica Curry. I'm Keith Brown. On this episode of Gameplay, we're featuring music from several of Curry's award-winning game soundtracks. Dear Esther, like its successor, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, whose music we'll hear shortly, is often referred to by the somewhat tongue-in-cheek term walking simulator, which refers to the simplicity of play. All one really has to do in a game like this is walk, look, and listen. This revolutionary approach led some players and critics to ask, is this truly a game at all? Or is it a piece of interactive art? In a game without traditional challenges, music and sound are especially important to create atmosphere and engage the player. And a large part of the influence of Dear Esther upon the games that came after it could be attributed to Curry's involvement as composer and sound designer from the beginning of the creative process, rather than being brought on toward the end, as is often the case in game development. Her aim throughout the process was for her music to provide an emotional dimension to the game, and part of the intimate effect of the score comes from the minimal instrumental forces she employs. Although Curry often uses smaller chamber ensembles, here there are only piano, string quartet, and some ghostly solo voices and sound effects.
Thank you.
More music from the original score to Dear Esther, a game which challenged the very idea of a game experience and helped inspire a whole new genre, the so-called walking simulator. The soundtrack was a huge critical and commercial success for its composer, Jessica Curry. From Interlaken Public Radio, you're listening to Gameplay. We'll continue our exploration of Curry's game music with Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, a soundtrack for which she won a BAFTA award in 2016. Her music in this score features her skill in writing for the voice, with the addition of a full chorus, who are given gorgeous melodies full of longing for a world that's gone. Here are two tracks, All the Earth and Finding the Pattern, from Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
Thank you.
music from the original soundtrack to the 2015 game Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Keith Brown, and this week we're featuring music from several games scored by Jessica Curry. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture is a game set in Shropshire, in England. Although its story is unrelated to that of Dear Esther, the two games share a similar playstyle. As a player of Rapture, you encounter no other living characters in the entire game. You simply explore the countryside, looking for clues as to why everyone else appears to have vanished. Periodically, ethereal visions of people appear that slowly reveal a version of events.
The whole thing reminds me of high school. Seeing Mars for the first time, that same rush of excitement.
It's an intimate experience made all the deeper by Curry's ever-present musical score. Here are two more pieces from the game's soundtrack, The Morning Tree, which might remind you of an Elizabethan ballad featuring vocalist Ellen Thomas, followed by The Seventh Whistler. More of Jessica Curry's music from the original soundtrack to Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. That was The Seventh Whistler, and before that, The Morning Tree on Gameplay. Curry's music for Rapture elicits a feeling of melancholy nostalgia for a world that's gone away, a quiet kind of apocalypse in an idyllic English setting. To that end, her music evokes the lyricism of the English choral tradition, as well as the style of 20th century British composers like Ralph Vaughan Williams. This quiet sense of melancholy and natural beauty is also reflected in her characteristic choice of instruments. In addition to the world-class choirs, Metro Voices and London Voices, she uses woodwinds and strings in her scoring, while avoiding the bombast that brass and drums can evoke. The Manifestation is the name of that track from Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, and before that we heard Clouds and Starlight. It's a deeply moving score that won composer Jessica Curry a BAFTA and 2 Game Audio Network Guild Awards. I'm Keith Brown, so pleased to be your host for Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. The final soundtrack we'll enjoy this week by Jessica Curry comes from a virtual reality game called So Let Us Melt. It tells a tale of a sentient machine called Custodian 98 that prepares a planet called Canopsia for the arrival of humans. Through the immersive sensory experience of virtual reality, the player takes the reins of Custodian 98 as it creates clouds and grows and monitors ecosystems while the planet ever so slowly awakens over 10 million years. Now let's hear the title track, sung a cappella by London Voices, from the original soundtrack to So Let Us Melt. So Let Us Melt, the only track sung in English from the original soundtrack composed by Jessica Curry for a virtual reality game by that name. The remaining tracks we'll hear are sung in Latin. Ben Perry conducted the choir London Voices in that recording. This is Gameplay, and I'm Keith Brown, pleased to share a sampling of Jessica Curry's video game soundtracks this week. So Let Us Melt is a game for the Google Daydream VR system, and it's inspired partly by environmental-themed sci-fi films, like 1972's Silent Running. The music is filled with a nearly palpable sense of awe and wonder, and brings together Curry's lush writing for voices, strings, and piano. And as earlier in this episode with Rapture and Dear Esther, she favors a gentle, slowly shifting, minimalistic approach to scoring that might not be the sound you'd expect for a science fiction game with such a grand scope. Here's another track from So Let Us Melt, The Growing of the World.
Thank you.
That piece was called The Growing of the World, from the original soundtrack to the uplifting So Let Us Melt, composed by Jessica Curry. On Gameplay this week, we're getting to know the music of this BAFTA award-winning composer, who crafted music for this experience as part of the game development studio she co-founded with her husband, called The Chinese Room. This studio created all three games whose soundtracks we've sampled on this episode.
We were fast asleep then, below the ice in Polar City. There were no people awake anywhere in the world.
The story of So Let Us Melt is told like a joyous fairy tale, narrated in-game by actress Siobhan Finneran, whom you might know if you're a fan of Downton Abbey. She played the role of villainous lady's maid O'Brien.
How dare you make such an assumption?
But here, her performance is perfectly in line with the reverent mood of Jessica Curry's music.
We sing songs to help 98 find its way home. We sing to say thank you, 98. Thank you for our world.
More music by Jessica Curry from the virtual reality game experience So Let Us Melt. That piece is called A Darkling Filament. I'm Keith Brown, and I'm so happy to have you with me for Gameplay. Curry describes her process for creating music as always coming first from a place of emotion. And perhaps it's this approach that seems to endear fans so much to her music. Her game soundtracks are very popular with gamers and music lovers all over the world. For our final track this week from So Let Us Melt, we'll hear the unusual combination of synthesized electronic sounds with live recorded instruments and voices. This is our first singing. From the original score to the game So Let Us Melt, composed by Jessica Curry, that was our first singing. No matter the project, Jessica Curry's lyrical and emotional music subtly draws you in and deepens the storytelling of her games in ways words could never do alone. I hope you've enjoyed taking a look at her work as a composer. All three of the scores we heard from today are available on streaming platforms, CD, and vinyl pressings. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kohler for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.